So we're back.
Yes, it is back.
Back again. I'm minus two wisdom teeth, and I've had lots of pain medication, so this will be great. So I'm not really sure we're going to start this. Probably somewhere. In case you can't tell, we're playing not D&D, because I get to play, which is fun. And we get to have Jeff narrate our doom and death.
Yay!
We are playing Trail of Cthulhu, which is the point buying and spending and so on and so forth, which some of us remember how it works and others do not. So we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
It has been, and that's fair. Like I said, Jeff and I listen to other podcasts that do this, so it seems very familiar to me, but you guys have only played a couple times. It's been 6 months or more since the last time we played Trail.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, it does.
Cool.
Yep, this is a one-shot adventure called Bryson Springs, actually written by another podcaster from the RPPR podcast named Caleb Stokes.
Damn it.
Why? Like, that's meta. Don't meta game. Why is that bad?
It's not bad. I think...
Because you said damn it because you're happy?
No. I mean, I'd be much happier if I were running a Caleb scenario than playing a Caleb scenario. Caleb is well known for being incredibly sadistic, and not that Caleb would ever listen to this, but I think Of God's Teeth, which he's doing right now, is absolutely fantastic and some of the best Delta Green material I've ever seen. So he's very, very good at what he does, and he's also terrifying.
He wrote that one as well?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Our story begins in Bryson Springs, California, 1935. I believe June 1935.
Is that like Northern California?
Southern, near the easternmost border of Southern California.
So like we're kind of Death Valley area?
Not really.
I didn't put anything under geography. Story, I don't know.
Fair enough.
I'm an archaeologist who can't read a map.
All right, Lucas, did you decide what you're doing with your character?
What about it?
You went military Marines.
We're introducing characters is what you're asking.
Yeah. Do you want to do the FBI agent? Do you want to not?
Just keep it the way it is. PTSD, man.
Yeah, let's just go former military Marine. Who's
you a doughboy?
Kind of losing it. My drive is revenge. So if that helps.
Who are you getting revenge on?
Friend of mine was killed by friendly fire on purpose. So a friend of mine was murdered out in the field and that guy got away with it. I'm kind of looking for that guy.
Cool. Troy.
Go by the name of Frank Castle.
That's so good.
Jesus.
I'll see your comic book character and raise you a comic book character. Not really. I mean, sort of. My name's Remy LeBeau. I'm a criminal. My drive's also revenge.
Ooh.
Why? Someone killed my brother.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you just... Okay, so you have a French character who has an Italian accent?
Nope.
Nope, just a really shitty French one.
That makes more sense. Thank you. Okay.
I was just doing that for dramatic effects.
Oh.
Matt?
So, I'm Dr. Harrison Connery. I'm an archaeologist with a whip and a gun. And
we are all so original.
Speak for yourselves, ales.
We expected that of you. Fucking theater boy.
Yeah, creative motherfucker. My drive is scholarship because it belongs in a museum.
Nice.
Are you pleased with yourself for that?
Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough.
I wrote that on the toilet today. I drew a little... There's a place for a picture, so I drew a little guy with a hat and a whip and a gun.
That's adorable.
Thank you.
Where's the monkey idol?
Come on, right up.
Clearly, I don't have it because I still have the whip.
Oh, fair enough.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't have exchange.
Continuity.
Okay.
What's your guy?
I am playing Father Patrick Flanagan.
Oh, good.
Oh, give an accent.
Oh, good.
From the old country. I'm not going to keep that up.
Which one's that?
You have to keep that up.
Oh, come on. You started it. You got to keep it up.
We'll see how it goes. But no, Father Patrick Flanagan is an elderly gent from Ireland, and the parish has sent him here because of the dire need of, you know, this new country of America and all that they've ruined. And his drive is compassion. I don't know if that's
I'm here to bring God back to the people.
Exactly. And if he can, he'll drive the snakes out of Southern California.
Thank God. I'm scared to death.
So that's why Father Flanagan is here.
Okay. All right. We are near a defunct town called Bryson Springs.
A ghost town, or like there's still people in it?
There is a ghost town. It was a city built up around where they thought the rail was going to go, and it didn't go that way because of a surveying error. So there is now a defunct town out in the distance. There is a Hooverville, a collection of people who traveled west from the plains looking for farming work, whatever. Your characters are going to be living in the Hooverville for the most part, except for Matt's. We'll say that you're traveling to a museum opening or something.
He's trying to find Cibola.
Your character wouldn't make sense living in the Hooverville.
I could be scouting areas trying to find that fucking cross that the Spaniard left behind. That, you know.
Sir Francis Drake came through here, and there may or may not be a crystal skull involved. He's on his way south to Mexico, but he stopped in Bryson Springs.
Yep. Cody, you're here doing God's work.
Bringing the fake to the poor folk.
Great.
Lucas, you're a PTSD Marine. He is in amongst the people looking for work, kind of living as best he can. Troy, what are you doing here?
Trying to find a man to kill my brother.
Okay. What the fuck French accent was that?
I'm going to do every accent under the sun except French.
Every time you talk, okay. It has to be a different accent.
I am looking for a man who killed my brother, comrade.
Every time you talk, it has to be a different accent. It's got to talk to me.
He's one of those French Canadians. Not real French.
What's a Hooverville?
It's a city of bums.
It's a shanty town. Like, yes. It's literally.
So we're getting grog. Whatever. There's going to be booze. Somebody's going to learn how to
what I'm saying is that it's likely. You said 1935, right? So WTA yes. just started.
Yes.
So probably there's social aid, which might be the reason why the father's here.
The only social aid that is here is a wash house that's been built.
Right. But I'm
what's
assuming.
What's a wash house?
Oh, my God.
A bathroom. A public bathroom.
That was social work in the 30s?
When there's nothing else, there's
just saying, awesome. Did you take history class ever? Mm. Are you fucking with us right now?
So it's like FEMA in the 30s. That's
like,
it.
Like literally the New Deal is the start of what you would consider modern social work. So yes, bathrooms were a huge deal because people can take showers. Like I said, it's very possible that the churches, since the WPA hasn't gotten that far yet, perhaps the church is providing food.
Yeah.
I'm going to reflect on that every time
you're running a soup kitchen.
Yes. So one of the buildings in Bryson Springs is a modified soup kitchen.
I'm going to say
one of the shacks. Yes.
One of the shacks. Yeah.
Okay.
So that puts us all in the same place, if that's helpful.
You're coming into town. Okay. Or you're coming into the area. You're driving. The only place you've seen for miles is...
She's not driving.
You don't have to have driving to just drive down the road. This is for that's for stunt driving.
Shit. You get a flat tire.
Maybe somebody throws out something to make you get a flat tire.
There is an old gas station. It's the only thing in the area.
Okay, so I pull up to the gas station.
Okay.
Ding, ding. Nobody comes out. I put it in reverse, run over again. Ding, ding.
No. An old man comes out. Shotgun broken over his arm. He doesn't aim it at you or anything. The sign read Otis. Kind of like Otis's, but they can't figure out the apostrophe.
It's over the T.
Is it two S's? Is it Odi?
Odysseys.
Is it ES? Maybe it's ES. Otis's.
It's a US.
Oh, yeah. He greets you.
Hey, can I fill her up, pal?
Absolutely, sir. Where are you heading?
Sir, I'm writing a dissertation on turquoise jewelry of the Pueblo people. I'm from a university back east. They wouldn't pay for a plane, so I'm heading out by car, trying to find some historic pieces for my museum back home. So
you pull up the gas station. Otis comes out, greets you. starts rattling off about how it's so good to see someone of your caliber. You're not one of those damn Okies.
Fair enough.
That's when he lowers the shotgun. Take offense to that, sir. You would. You're one of the Okies.
My family is legitimately from Oklahoma.
So are half the people who have built this Hoover Town.
Yeah, no, Mr. Otis, I'm from New York City.
New York City. New, yeah.
I haunt a lot of libraries and bookstores in town. I actually work at the university as an archaeologist, and I came across a manuscript of back when they were working on the railroad through here, through this area. I found something about the, what's it called when they... when they surveyed and started the building of Bryson Springs, that they found some deposits of jade ore. I know there were Native Americans here. I'm sorry. I know there was Indians here.
excuse me. Let me go back and put in the racism part.
Yeah.
Time out. I know that there were several Indian tribes in the area, and I've been researching the making of turquoise jewelry throughout American history. And I kind of wanted to get... I know there's still folks out here. From what I've been able to gather, and I kind of wanted to see if I can get a crew together and maybe comb part of the desert. I brought, you know, manners to pay them with, and, you know, I just want to hire some extra hands and set up a base camp out here.
Okay, first off, it's not desert around here.
Whatever it is.
It's there is a ranch.
Are
there
you
is
Otis farmland. Or are you Jeff right now?
I'm Jeff right now. as you're driving in, you can see dead fields.
Yeah.
Which is odd because the Dust Bowl hadn't really come this far west.
I know people out here have been having, you know, a lot of trouble getting by, so I figured I'd be able to find some ready hands for cheap to kind of help me check out this deposit of turquoise ore and see if we could find any bits and pieces. I know that people might pick them up off the ground here. They'd be pretty useless to them, but I'd be willing to, you know, pay top dollar for them.
You got the cash. You may be everybody's favorite person here.
All right. The good people out there.
You've already heard him rail about the Okies. No, he does not think these are good people here. They're fairly desperate people. He has the only business in miles, so he is constantly being not robbed, but they try and come here and steal all the time. That's why he greets anybody who comes up with a shotgun.
Well, you know, you can see here I got my own tent and everything in the back of the car. So I imagine this is like a Model T-ish thing. I don't know how cars looked in the 30s.
Just depends. I mean, you very well could be using, what is it, the Model A that is a truck bed? So, I mean, you could be in an old jalopy.
Yeah. I probably got shovels and picks and stuff back there. But I came prepared, so, you know, I was going to go set up shop in town.
Well, there's not much.
Can you direct me to anybody in particular I could talk to?
There's not much of a town for you to set up in. There's the Hooverville.
Okay.
I'm sure that you could find all kinds of workers there.
Okay, great.
There's a priest who set up a kind of a soup kitchen there lately.
Did double
Father Flanagan?
Is he an honest man as far as you know?
Seems good as far as I've seen, but okay. I haven't had much dealings with him.
Which tent in this shanty town is going to be him?
The one where everybody's lined up.
Oh, right. Good call.
Yeah. Right by the wash house.
Let me ask another dumb one. Will he be the gentleman in the black robes?
It's too hot out for black robes.
All right. Well, thanks for the fill up, Otis. Does the oil look good? I don't know anything about cars.
It's okay. Neither does he. No. Yeah, he'll check you out. If you need anything else from the store, there's...
Okay. This is 1935, right?
Yeah.
I give him a whole dollar.
Okay. He recommends the Colonel Sumter's sipping whiskey.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
Yeah.
Otis, can you do me a big favor, though?
What's that?
I mean, I kind of want to keep it on the sly about me having the money in a town full of people that don't have any. So if we can keep this between you and me.
Those people have been trying to steal from me for months now. Yeah, I completely understand.
Excellent. Well, for your discretion.
You notice he hasn't pulled the shotgun on you.
Yeah. I appreciate your discretion, sir. And I'll be back because I'm going to need gas to get out to the areas we're surveying. So thank you, sir.
Mm-hmm.
And I head off towards Shantytown.
Okay. You guys are in the shantytown. What are you guys doing?
Well, I assume it's... So we'll say it's what, noonish? Does that work for you?
Sure, okay. Lunchtime.
So it's lunchtime, so I'm probably serving up some sort of vegetable-based broth with perhaps some vegetables in it, because I'm assuming that if we're 100 miles from town, I'm going to assume that I've set up some sort of line so that every so often the church drives out here to bring me food for these poor folk. And they be needing their vegetables and their God, I tell you. So you come for the preaching on Sunday, you get your meat and potatoes on Friday.
Red meat's for the devil's work. They don't give meat on Fridays.
Except during the Lent times.
No, this was pre-Vatican too. He wouldn't give.
He's a little okay on that. He's a little new agey.
1935 new agey?
Yeah, no, yeah. Not.
Okay.
Hoverboards and shit.
That's right. Hoverboards. So I assume that I am setting up in some sort of... And I would assume that other people come out every so often, but I've got
a usual... Hell on Wheels' is town, the tent town, you know? That's what I'm picturing.
I mean, a lot of these shanty towns, they probably tore up pieces from Bryson Springs. They probably tore up buildings and used them to build, you know... Oh, look, you got some scrap lumber. Now that's the side of my house. You know, that sort of thing. So
yeah, most of it's old. They're cars that can't go anywhere anymore.
Yeah. So maybe I've got a truck or something, and I'm serving soup out of the back of it.
Yep.
Something to that effect. Hold your horses. It'll be coming right up. Jesus Christ.
Oh, Lord. Lord's fucking name. Fuck us.
Say he kisses his rosary.
Lucas, what are you up to?
I'm probably in line to get food.
Okay.
That's what we're doing. I mean, I'm living there, so I'm carrying my things on me, so I got a little backpack on me.
Okay.
Now, don't you gentlemen be missing mass later this evening. Full of hellfire and damnation, the best parts of the Bible.
Ha ha!
Troy, what are you up to?
I'm kind of walking around the shantytown. Waiting for the line.
That sounds like a country song.
Waiting for the line to die down a little bit.
Walking around the shantytown, waiting for that line to die down.
Ding, 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 ding.
Just walking around, you know, shuffling a deck of cards.
Tell me you put a deck of cards in your fucking... Did you write it down?
No.
You
have
a deck of cards?
I will write it down, deck of cards.
And a bow staff.
He does have a walking stick.
A collapsible bow staff.
Why'd you find Shillelagh there, Bio?
Get shovels later. Just break the end off the shovel. Then so you got the stick.
Hey, we got a stick. We got some blankets. We found ourselves a fort.
Father's blessed us with a mighty fine day today. Look at that gorgeous sunshine. Be a shame if anything happened today.
Now, as you're looking off in the distance, you see the dust trail of the vehicle.
I feel like he just broke the fourth wall and looked at the camera in that one.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. B horror movie tropes everywhere.
Mm-hmm. I look over and see a lot of dust coming up from the road that his car is coming down, and then I just kind of look at Father Flanagan, and I'm like, who's this?
Not one of mine. Church isn't back here for another 2-3 days, probably.
All right. Matt, you're getting here. You guys can be introduced. You can whatever you want.
Yep.
Father and I. Hey there. Are you Father Flanagan?
Hi, boy. What can I do for you?
I'm told you're a man of upstanding character.
Well.
Are you dressed like a really well? Like
I'm wearing a fedora and a leather coat.
Okay. So, like, I'm just like eyeing you up and down. Like, who the hell is this guy? I think he is.
Say. God willing, I do try, sir. What can I do for you?
Well, I'm an archaeologist. I'm wanting to survey the area for some deposits of artifacts that I might be able to use for the museum back home. And I was hoping you could maybe set me up with some people that would be willing to work for some extra money.
Father Flanagan frowns and just looks at the massive bodies standing around.
The ones that I can trust with my equipment.
Sure, I suppose. You're not going to be taking advantage of these lads, are you?
I wasn't planning on it. I actually haven't brought a crate of bread for you, sir.
Aye, well, bread goes
well. For your work with the ministry.
I say, bread goes well with some soup if you'd like to join us, Mr.
Connery. Dr. Connery.
Dr. Connery. Connery.
Call me Harry.
Perhaps you're also from the old world, eh?
My father.
Ah.
Scottish, though.
Mm, close enough. Please, please come in. There are plenty of young strapping backs here, and I'm assuming if you're going to pay in food or cash, there'll be some who'd be willing to take you up on it.
So I point to a couple of guys in the general direction of where Lucas is and ask for help getting this crate of bread down for everybody to eat.
I was, like, at the front of the line, you know, talking to the priest at the time you showed up, so I'm already, like, standing there. So I just kind of offer myself up.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate it. So what's your name?
Former military, so I got some time in digging trenches.
Oh, yeah. I'm a veteran myself.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I was in, you know, the Great War and then did some time in the French Foreign Legion.
Very good.
It's actually where I met a friend named Remy, if you remember the Young Indiana Jones Chronicles. okay, so we get the bread down. Give it to the priest.
Sure.
Excellent, excellent.
What was your name, sir?
Frank. Frank Castle.
Oh, that's right. How could I have fucking forgotten that by now?
Jimmy, grab the bread knife. We'll get this served up for the boys. The bread won't last for days. Got to get it used up.
What are you doing?
As I see him pull up and them unloading crates of bread, I start walking over. And
church only has bread on Sundays. Do you come to Mass for it, boyo?
I came to lend a hand.
Oh, more the merrier. Come on over. What's your name, sir?
My name's Remy.
Nice to meet you. Yeah, I used to know a Remy. Isn't that weird?
How about that?
How many Remys do you meet in one lifetime? Seriously.
How often are you in France?
Stop them.
I mean, the last time I was there, I was shooting at the Kaiser, so, you know, I mean.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I believe the Pope approved of that war, sir. Anyway.
All right. Whenever you guys are ready, we can advance.
Do we all know each other?
So yeah, the three of us think we would bond over the bread and get to talking.
No, of each other at least.
Yeah. No.
Are you too interested in helping me survey the area for some? You know, I'd give you a dollar a day. And
absolutely.
Jesus.
It's a lot of money in the 30s.
Yeah.
I'll give you a quarter a day.
No, you said 2 bits.
You said 2 bits a day.
You said a dollar.
Whatever. Fucking appropriate amount of money for a day's work.
Insert money here.
Okay. You guys go about your day. You do whatever you're going to do. You're camping out, I'm assuming, by the Hooverville.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are sleeping in whatever truck,
I'm
shack,
the bed of the truck that
shanty,
a little,
whatever.
A little roof over it. Canvas roof.
Middle of the night, you're woken by screams. Actually, give me sense trouble checks.
There we go.
Yeah.
Get that rolling.
Yay, roll.
Now,
if
you're going to spend a point, you got to spend your point prior to
rolling.
Or you can just roll.
Yes.
Is sense trouble a thing?
Some people can.
I got a 2. What's that mean?
Means you're sleeping.
All right.
You're sleeping.
5. Dude, I don't sleep well at night.
You woke up. You hear the screaming.
And I immediately grab my pistol and I'm like, what the fuck's going on? So I...
What do you do?
Gather my things and...
You can tell it's coming from the direction of the wash house.
Of the wash house. So it's, you said middle of the night, right?
Mm-hmm.
Father Flanagan's probably the one that screamed because he saw the bodies because he had to go pee because he's old.
Can I tell if it was male or female?
It was probably male.
Okay. Are other people like rising?
Yes. There is a ruckus. Okay. People are waking up. People are wondering what the hell is going on.
Looking at everybody. I'm just, you know, just... Try to keep everybody calm, and I've got my bag, I've got my things, and just kind of creeping towards the direction of the screams.
Mm-hmm.
What do I see?
You see a crowd gathering around the wash house.
Okay, so I'll just walk up to the wash house and maneuver my way through there and get to the front of the line and see.
And
what's
you
going
guys
on.
Are waking up by this point. You can hear the
you
ruckus.
Guys are tents were by mine, right? Because we were working together. We're friends.
I mean, you're in a truck somewhere, so
yeah. Sleeping in my truck.
Yeah, but these guys would have
tents and breakers.
Yeah.
Did you park your truck next to
the house? Okay, I wake up like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah, you two are actually pretty close to the wash house. When you wake up, you can see the crowd forming. You can see the crowd is mostly around the men's side of the wash house.
Okay.
Just out of curiosity, because I'm just assuming that it's mostly male. Demographics, is it mostly male? Or
families.
There are families? Okay, yes. So we do have kids running around and stuff like that,
oh,
too.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'll get up. I'm assuming that Father Flanagan, who is old, thank you, Matt, is probably bespectacled as well. So, putting on his glasses. Oh, Jesus, Mary and Joseph, what's going on?
Dude, Joseph wasn't Irish.
Fuck off.
Like, Father, what's going on?
Christ, you're here before I was, son. You tell me. I start working my way. I'm assuming that with the air of authority that a Catholic priest always seems to have. Excuse me, folks. What seems to be the trouble here?
You almost get vomited on as someone comes rushing out of the male side of the wash house.
Christ, what the fuck?
With this priest, I like him.
Pulls out his hip flask, takes a swig, puts it back.
Absolutely. This father doesn't have points in driving and filch for nothing.
So I'll creep through people and try to get to the front and see what's happening.
I stand up in my truck and see the crowd and do the same thing, start working my way up.
Anybody know what's going on here? Keep pushing my way to the front.
Oh, there's all kinds of noise going on, but no one's really being coherent.
I'm not going to scream into the mic. All right. What's going on? What's the source of the trouble? And just push my way. It's clearly coming from inside the wash house, I'm assuming, so I'm just going to push my way towards it.
Okay.
If I can, people aren't barring my way there, I guess.
They're trying to keep people away from it, but they're...
Who's they?
Random people.
Random, I'm assuming, like,
O'Keefe, young...
yes. Oh, yeah.
Like, clear the way for Father Flanagan.
Okay.
I'll go to whoever's standing in front of me.
Is anybody moving?
Are they they'll let you past.
Gentlemen, what seems to be the trouble?
I'm flanking him.
They don't know how to describe it. They are just completely and utterly stunned. The ones who've been in there to see it.
I assume that Father Flanagan is lean and wiry, but still short. So this guy is probably taller than him, so he's going to reach out and put his hand on the kid or on the guy's forehead and be like, "Bless you, son. It's all right. Let me through. Let me see what I can do." Okay, I will walk through. Can't wait for the sanity roll. It's going to be great.
Yeah. Make a stability check when you go in. You going with him?
No, I'm going to stay. I'm going to hang out outside. I mean, like, I'm on guard here. I'm
as
just,
a
like,
person that's
around.
Generally curious about everything going on.
You going to go with him?
Yeah.
I'm not going to spend a stability point. I'll just roll it straight up.
By now, I imagine you're probably with us.
I was getting ready to roll something, and I don't know why.
3.
That's a fail.
Yes, it is.
Yes, for stability, 4 is a pass.
Oh.
But if you spend in your stability, does it also make your score go down? Doesn't it?
Yes. This is just to keep the total. This is where you check off.
Gotcha. So you spend a point, Matt. It costs you a point, but it's probably going to cost me more than one stability for whatever I see.
So I'm going to spend 1. Oh, well, I got a 2.
Then it'll cost you 3, and it'll cost you 2.
What do we see, Jeff?
A room kind of soaked in blood.
Like painted red? Like what? Is there stringy bits of flesh? What?
There is kind of a braided lump laying in the middle of the room.
Braided lump?
Abraded.
Oh, abraded. They said braided.
Yeah. No.
They took its intestines and
like, braided through this.
Yeah. No, there is a body there. A guy you've probably seen around the Hooverville maybe once or twice just in the last couple weeks.
I mean, as the local priest, he's probably seen him daily. He would have.
No.
No?
No. I mean, not everyone.
Not a churchgoer. Okay.
Not everyone necessarily.
No, Asian man. You can tell from the face it's an Asian man. Not somebody who has really... like congregated with you guys, but someone that would have stuck out in the crowd.
Well, let's go ahead and just say racism in the 30s again. So there,
yeah,
there's
it's
that.
An Asian guy. It sticks out. I mean, there is blood all over this room. The floor mostly is drops, large drops. You look up and it is smeared across the ceilings.
Like he blew up?
No.
I was gonna say like. Kind of feeling like that priest from John Carpenter's Vampires that got splattered on the ceiling.
Do you have forensics? Do you have anything that might apply here?
Evidence collection?
There you go. Spend a point.
Okay, I spend a point of evidence.
No, you don't have to roll. Investigatives, you spend 1, you get the information.
So you just mark it out and you get the point.
Evidence collection, you actually find something. It's not just... It's not like forensics where you could look at the body and tell what happened. You actually find a piece of evidence. You find it's like the light hits it just right, and you see a fingernail in the ceiling.
Father, have you gotten your constitution back? Are you,
Are you settled here? Like,
I've seen some things, boyo. Okay. I'll be all right.
I need you to check the body's hands as I'm trying to reach this fingernail.
Now, I was under the impression that is there that much of a body that there is a body to check?
Yes.
Okay. Then I will walk
check
over.
Check his hands. Let me know if any of his fingernails are missing.
Anything medical? Anything?
A bunch of first aid.
Let's say first aid. No
medicine. I'll let you spend a point of first aid.
Spare the dying?
First aid is a general ability.
Yep. I'll let you spend it as an investigative. If you want to spend the point.
I know.
Yeah, I really don't want to.
I get the feeling we might need those later. I'm trying to think if there's anything else that I can look at for the body. I really don't have much in the way of investigative. So I'll
just fucking eyeballs. I just want to know if his fingernails are missing.
Yes.
They're all missing?
No.
How many are missing?
Well, you know, I'm assuming one.
Okay.
Some, perhaps.
The others look broken.
I pull one down. I just check it to make sure it matches his other nails.
Yes, it does.
Fits. Okay. Well, how high are the ceilings?
Normal.
Eight feet.
How tall is this guy, Father? What do you put him at?
5'6".
How tall are you?
5'6".
Can you touch the ceiling?
No.
How does fingernail get lodged in the ceiling, Father?
Okay. From your point of evidence collection and the time you spend in here and looking at all this blood and looking at the body, the body looks like it's been drugged. Like it was dragged behind a car.
But he was cheese grated across a ceiling. That's what I was going to get there. It's like, oh, Jesus. Must have been something quite horrible to put him on the ceiling.
And this would have taken time.
That's to say, for this much blood and this much damage, it's like, oh, Christ.
All right, what are you
two
doing?
Is this the work of the devil, Father?
What are you two doing?
I'm looking around the crowd to see if anybody looks suspicious.
In a shanty town full of hobos?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like, if there was a suspect around here, they may look more suspicious than everyone else who was just freaking out.
No, not really.
Okay.
You do hear people start to talk about calling Kraft.
Okay. Kraft, as in the occult?
No, you've been here. You've been living here. You know who Buford Kraft is. He's the local state police representative.
Okay.
You see somebody take off to go to the gas station.
I'm assuming that's someone I would be familiar with too.
Yes.
The three of us probably should be. We've all been living there for a while.
I'll turn to Matt and be like, "Let's for your own safety, let's not touch much more of this. All right."
Evidence collection, you will get one more thing. There is a void in the blood on the floor.
How big is the void? For those of you in listener land, Jeffrey just held his arms apart 2 feet. and it's in the shape of what?
A rectangle.
Rectangle.
Yes.
Like a rectangle.
Yeah, like a rectangle.
It looks perfectly like a rectangle?
Yes.
Father, was there something in here before? I didn't have a chance to visit the washroom yet.
Is that something I would automatically know, or is that a point spin?
You didn't notice it.
I see. So this is like in the middle of the floor, right?
Yeah, but he points it out.
Pointed it out to him.
No.
But he didn't notice it when he came in. He wouldn't know whether something was there before. Okay.
I feel like he was asking if something had been there for a while.
Historically speaking, there wasn't like a table here. Now that table's missing,
there
right?
Like a sink or something weird here. Okay.
No.
Middle of the floor. There's nothing here. Something.
I just touched the space with my fingertips just to. Do I feel anything, see anything?
Dry floor.
Okay. This is the strangest damn thing, Father. Pardon my language.
She's
dropped 2 F-bombs.
You're fucking right.
This isn't the time to be a fucking pussy.
The Father will go over and, you know, kneel next to the body and, assuming, is this eyes open, horrified, be horror movie type stuff? Or is it, like, is the body still mostly intact, like head? Arms or
the appendages are all still there.
Okay. But it's just been shredded and cheese grated.
Yeah. I mean, you couldn't tell if the eyes are still open because it's just been
one eyes.
Fair enough. So the Father kneels down and says, you know, I don't know much in the ways of Buddhism, but I'll pray for you, son.
Okay.
Says his sort of funerary rites, his rites of, you know.
Yeah, you'd say last rites.
I wouldn't say last rites because he's not Catholic, probably, but I would say something.
We send your heathen soul, give it the best chance it has.
I don't know how it works.
Sounds good. Perhaps we should go find the proper authorities.
Buford T. Justice, or what were we at?
William Brimley?
No, it was Jackie Gleason.
The Rock? Walking tall.
All right, as you guys come out, you two... I'm not even going to make you make a sense trouble check for it. You hear a siren.
Okay.
Which is weird because this just happened and there's not really a phone out here.
No, you said somebody ran off to the gas station earlier?
Just now.
Okay, so this...
You can still see them running.
Okay.
You still see them on the way. They've not gotten there to tell them.
You said Kraft was the sheriff?
Yes, Buford Kraft.
I can tell that that's probably a sheriff's siren.
Yes.
Or a police siren.
Not an area siren.
No, you can... It's the middle of the night. You can see the lights coming from quite a distance.
Somebody must have already told Kraft what was going on.
Don't look at me. I'm not there.
Seems
he said East Desk.
I'm coming out now.
Everything all right in there, Fry?
Oh, Jesus.
Well said.
What am I supposed to say? No, somebody's cheese grated on the freaking ceiling, Lucas.
I don't know.
At this point, Kraft is pulling up. Kind of a fat, pimply, worthless sack shit cop.
Like every cop from every film. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Cut that out.
Offensive to cops. All right.
Think Smokey or Boss Hogg.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh. Boss Hogg, yeah.
Like Burt Reynolds' Boss Hogg?
Gotta get it right, Boss Hogg.
What am I not thinking of?
He was right, yeah.
Oh! Okay, sorry.
Mix up your Smokey and your Dukes.
All right.
Okay, yeah.
Buford T. Jet Buford was...
There you go.
Smokey man.
Yeah. All right.
I said Smokey.
I said Boss Hogg, Smokey. Together.
Smokey was a...
Never mind.
The same character. Anyway.
Yeah.
So Buford Kraft.
Buford's pulling up.
Waddles up.
Getting out of his car, already yelling.
I'm assuming most people are scrambling.
Several, yes. You hear him making several fairly racist remarks about Asians, wanting to know where the chink bitch is.
Nice.
Yeah.
Classy.
Father, who's he talking about?
You don't know any Asians.
Well, except for our John Doe in there.
Yeah, but you don't know him.
Right, no.
He's not somebody, he's somebody you would have noticed around, but not somebody you know.
Right, okay.
And you definitely haven't noticed a woman.
Oh, I see. Gotcha. So he's using the term bitch. Gotcha. Following along now.
Yeah.
Excuse me, Constable. Did you not show up for the carps?
Yeah, I did. But where's the bitch who called?
Don't know who you're referring to, officer.
I got a call from Granger's, the gas station.
Gotcha.
He said that there was an Asian woman going nuts saying her father was killed.
Well, I don't know much about the lass, but I've seen the reins of her poor papa.
Okay.
You telling me there's a dead guy in there?
Yes, son.
He catches on quick.
I wasn't in the
room.
He's
a bit slow. You know what I'm saying?
Buford will go in, look around, very roughly shoving the bums out of the way.
Yeah, whatever. No, I just sort of indicate.
Yep. You going in with him?
I would say I would stand at the door.
Yeah.
Just kind of see his reaction.
Seen enough.
Yeah. You almost get vomited on again.
Excellent.
Yeah. At this point, you would probably hear a woman yelling as she's approaching, heading back from the gas station.
Okay.
Fairly young Asian woman, yelling for Kraft.
Okay. So, speaking English?
Yeah, very heavily accented, but yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, Kraft is not sure what he's looking at. He is fairly shocked. He is
vomiting, apparently.
Vomiting, belligerent. And now there is this Asian woman who's freaking out.
Is she trying to get into the bathroom, or is she just walking in this direction?
She's trying to get to Kraft. She's...
It's like, miss, I really don't think you should be going in there. That's not a sight for you to see.
I know, it was my father. I've got to get the police to help help me.
The officer of the pace is in there right now. Just why don't you come with me, and I will attempt to escort her away from the body, try and get her sit down, try and get her calmed down.
Okay.
As he does that, I'm gonna go in. Go inside.
Okay. Roll. Make a stability check.
Five.
Good, you're fine with it.
Seen this both kind of before.
Seen some things. Seen some stuff.
Kraft sees you come in, and the fact that you don't almost pass out and vomit and everything, it almost kind of seems to piss him off. But what the hell are you doing in here?
You know. Seen a lot of commotion out here. Heard something about a dead guy.
This is a crime scene. You need to get out of here.
You came here awfully quick.
I came when I was called.
That's not adding up. This lady was running into the gas station.
I wish your dog stole my pizza!
I'm
going
to have to leave this in.
I got it back.
You going to eat it?
Not right this second, but yeah, eventually.
On principle,
that's the dog,
yes,
that doesn't eat shit. The other dog eats shit.
They're dogs. They kind of both eat feces, you know?
That's... Well, I've only seen the other one eat shit.
Fair enough.
Twice today.
Okay.
All right.
Me.
Back to... getting yelled
call
at.
Came in almost a half an hour ago.
You sure it was an Asian woman that called?
No, it was Otis at the gas station. Said there was an Asian woman there.
So, like, time out. Is that the person we saw running? Do we know that? Or
all
we
the
saw was her running back.
No. The person you saw running was a guy.
Okay.
Yeah, he hadn't gotten anywhere near the gas station, and she was already coming back.
But half hour, I mean, we haven't spent a half hour in this crime scene.
No. Okay. You've been here minutes.
This must have happened before this initial scream happened.
She knows something.
Yeah.
Sit her down.
What do you make of this little spot here? Pretty clean, rectangle here.
What have you seen that?
That's what I'm checking.
I'd use an
In fact, I'm sure he wouldn't.
Are we talking about Wilfred Brimley over here? Are we talking about Remy LeBeau?
Remy.
Unless you spend the point of evidence collection, no, you wouldn't.
No. I don't have anything.
I hadn't even thought of that. I was thinking whether Buford would have noticed it. Just because you didn't lose stability for seeing this doesn't mean you're not, like, stunned.
No point to spend. Happens. Yep. That's because we're not investigators.
At this point, Kraft is yelling at you to get the hell out.
I'll walk out.
Okay.
I'm posting up like by the door.
Okay. I mean, you're all pretty much right by the door now, except for you who took the...
Yeah, sort of took her over and sat her like on the fender of the truck.
Yep.
My truck?
Whatever truck's nearby. I mean, mine's nearby. Maybe get her a little thing of water or something.
Yeah.
I'll just go with you, follow you over there. Kind of like try to talk to her. What the hell's going on?
Okay.
She's trying to reassure her.
You have any reassurance?
Absolutely I do, because I am Mr. Interpersonal. That's what I build my character as. So there I'll spend a point of reassurance to calm her down and get some evidence out of her. Nah, miss, I know it might be hard.
Make sure and save your totals on there.
Oh, yeah, I always forget about that.
Did you do?
Yeah, I saved my totals.
like on your interpersonal that you spent a point off of?
You're not supposed to erase that. You're not supposed to erase
evidence collection. You got to keep your total number written down somewhere.
Nah.
So essentially, like out to the side here, write down what you've got left.
Now, Miss, I know it might be hard, but clearly you being aware of your whoa, that was a weird one.
That was.
Clearly,
I think you said aware.
Cast of the water.
Your father's untimely passing here. You must know what's going on. It'd be best if you tell us, darling.
Okay. Yeah. She'll introduce herself as Yi Wong.
Yi Wong.
Yi or Yi?
Yi.
Y I W O N G. I'm assuming.
Yi is something you wear.
Y E.
Y E. Oh, okay.
W A N G.
Yi Wong.
So Wang.
No, Wong.
That sounds Wong.
It is. There is no
Wow. Yang. All right.
Her father was Liang Wong.
And what were you folks doing in this here in Bryson Springs?
We've been here for a couple weeks. Her father was called down by a friend for work.
Work in Bryson Springs? I'm assuming that's kind of rare.
He wasn't the normal kind of worker. She is struggling for words.
You know.
Oh, hey.
What language would you like to know, Matt?
What does she speak?
She speaks
Cantonese.
Some form of Chinese. Yeah, Cantonese. Sure.
Okay.
Erase a point. You now know Cantonese.
Yeah.
I don't think you ever get those points back once you spend a point on language. I think
true.
It's a language.
Yeah. Yeah, from that point, you know that language, and that point is spent.
Huh?
Father, let me, if you'll allow me for a moment, I asked the same question in Chinese, in Cantonese, and she responds with what?
That her father was called down here from a friend, or by a friend for work doing translation.
Oh, okay. So then I translate. He was a translator between English and Cantonese, or?
They weren't sure.
Well, what languages did your father speak?
He spoke different versions of Chinese and everything like that.
Cantonese and Mandarin.
They weren't sure what they were going to be translating.
So he was only here for a few weeks, but he didn't get a chance to look at any of it yet?
He did, but he didn't show any of it to me. She has his papers in his briefcase.
Hmm. Where's his briefcase?
She hid it back in their truck, so it wouldn't be stolen.
We should probably go check that out.
Yeah, you probably should.
Hold on.
No, I'm sending it to E.
No, yeah. Yes, Lucas. That's a pretty big briefcase, though. Lucas, for the audience who is pointing out, Lucas has held his hands approximately 2 feet wide in a square, similar to what Jeff did earlier. Let me remind you all that this is an audio, not a video podcast.
Okay, so
I had to interrupt you guys' discussion.
No, I was,
since I only saw the rectangle and I pointed it out to the father, I bring it up to her. How big was his briefcase? And I hold my hands approximately the same.
Yeah. yes. You.
We're an attaché case.
Man, yeah. There.
You saw where I took it.
Huh?
You saw where I took it from.
Oh, you took it from in there. Okay.
Yeah. I'm the one who found him.
Are you translating all
So you stuff? Screamed and then within 5 minutes made it all the way back to the gas station.
She must not have been the one who screamed.
Yeah.
She knew that whatever that documentation was important. So she took it, hid it, then went down to alert the authorities. So he's probably been dead for closer to an hour then.
Somebody went to take a piss and
they
found him.
The scream was male.
Okay, I missed that part. The scream was male. Okay.
So I imagine you're just translating all this to us.
Yeah.
Where'd you put the briefcase?
As I said, it's in the truck.
It's in the truck?
Yeah.
In their truck.
In their
truck. Where's
their
truck?
It's back where she was camping out.
Before you do evidence collection, make sure you get all the interpersonal stuff taken.
I don't have evidence collection. I have intimidation.
ask her who her dad is working for.
I do that.
She doesn't know.
Well, that's not helpful.
Would there be any information inside the briefcase about that?
Yes.
And just because...
Well, let's go get that briefcase, E. Sorry. Go ahead.
I was going to say, this because it would be role-playing. I would turn to Mr. Connery and say, this wouldn't happen to have anything to do with what you're in town for, is it? He looked at him slightly suspiciously.
Roll a random die.
No, I hadn't phoned ahead since I read the manuscript about the original surveying done here in 1911.
But you wouldn't know any reason why there would be Chinese or Cantonese Mandarin around these parts, would you?
No, I really don't. Unless, I mean, leftovers from the possibility of putting the railroad through here, I don't know.
I'm trying to get you to be able to spend a point of history in case it might help us out.
Nope, it won't.
Thank you, Jeff.
I will tell you if a point spend won't help so you don't waste the point.
I appreciate that.
That's very appreciated.
Right then. Just wanted to try and get that point out, boyos. So onward to the attaché case.
You can ask if will a point spend here work.
I know. Just, I understand the system. I'm trying to make sure that others understand the system. So if you do that does arise, as opposed to D&D where you'd be waiting to see what role you could make, you can lobby Jeff for certain questions. So you would totally be within your rounds and be like, hey, I know a lot about history.
It wouldn't help you to just outright say what works. Say, will this work?
I don't know. I only have foreign history. I have a lot in archaeology.
Foreign history is a lot.
Yes, it is.
I hate archaeology.
Holy right. God.
I'm an archaeologist.
Yeah, but still, like, four is expert level.
So that means like...
Well, that wasn't in the fucking reading.
No, that means like you archaeology so hard, man. Like yeah. You archaeology in your sleep better than most archaeologists do.
I mean, he does
on their
know
best
two
day.
Languages, so...
No, I originally set up for six languages.
Six languages.
Because it was one of those bogos, so...
Yeah.
No, but that's just what I'm saying. So
are you sticking with them, or
yeah.
Are you going to go...
I'll follow
by the washhouse?
They walk off together.
Okay.
Man, should I...
Or can I be ahead?
No.
Should you what?
No.
If you want to take a few of those and rearrange them into something else, that's fine.
Can I take two archaeologies and probably honestly put them in history because that would make more sense?
Can I do the same thing?
I would say that it's not a bad thing. It's just most of the time, like archaeology, one point is going to get you everything you need.
Yeah.
So one point in a academic ability is worth way more than you think
yeah.
it is. Because if Jess like, oh, evidence collection, it's one point and you get all the evidence in the room. In very extreme cases, it might cost you two. But Jeff better tell us who the fucking boss is for 2 points.
Yep.
No worries, we're learning.
Yeah.
You ready to go on?
So you guys are heading to Yi Wong's truck.
Okay. Yes. Yi Wong, and her father's name was
Liang.
Liang. Liang Wong.
Okay, as you go past, you can see Buford. Buford is leaving. He has kind of roped off the men's side.
Mm-hmm. Actually, I'm going to split off. You gentlemen, go ahead. I think I'll talk with the officer of the peace one last time.
No problem.
So the rest of us are going to go get the briefcase?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, we'll reconnoiter back with you here, sir.
Okay, you want to do him first, or you guys want to go do yours
your
first?
Your choice.
Do us first.
Okay. All right, she will take you guys to the truck.
Say what?
She will take you guys to the truck.
Okay, let's go to the truck.
Roll for investigation.
It's not a thing here.
It is a point spend system. That's why when I looked at Matt and went, it was a joke.
Yeah, since he spent the point of reassurance, she will show you the stuff in the briefcase.
Okay.
She shows you a photograph. It's a photograph of the crinkled, worn photograph shows an unfurled scroll with Chinese symbols on it leaning against a weathered wood wall. On the back, there is a note that says, "Old friend, require your expertise. Found this amongst the trappings of our rail days, and curiosity has bested me. You need not travel far, as the hardship forces us west. We'll seek work in Bryson Springs, a day's drive from your home. Please visit soon to revisit better times. Payment provided for services rendered, of course. K.
K, letter K?
Letter K.
Thank you.
There are partial translation notes on the scroll.
What language is it written in?
There is some Chinese.
Cantonese?
Sure.
Okay.
You can see things written.
I'm more interested in what the other languages are.
Yeah.
Written in Liang's uncertain hand, this is a partial translation of the scroll. Entitled in phonetic spellings, the document is called Kulexi Shi. Next to the largest characters from the scroll's picture. You would know that Kulexi Shi translates to death dolls. A note in the margin reads, claiming Shang Dynasty? Obvious fake. Still remarkable craftsmanship of Jade Scroll. Another margin note, no mention of burial dolls yet. Gibberish.
With a gibberish?
Can I read Chinese? The whole... Can I read the scroll?
What scroll? He just has a picture, doesn't he?
A picture of a scroll.
Mm-hmm. The Chinese characters on the page that you can read say, consider the fish. He lives in darkness. The ceiling to his house is soft yet permeable. He knows nothing of the sun, trees, grass, or air. He knows food and food only, until one day he sees the lure. He does not know the ways of weaving line, the plants used for colorful dyes, the strange art of lure making. He cannot suspect the patient deceptions of men and their predatory motives. He cannot see a net. He knows food only and knows it well. And so, though the lure seems alien, offensive to his eyes, the fish sees food, for it is all he can see. He bites and he dies, a death beyond his imagining. Another swath of characters only partially translated, and such are we to it, the fisher of men, underlined with question marks. And we fall prey to our mind's own metaphors, again underlined with question marks. The final swath of characters, translation in American phonetic alphabet. Oh, okay. These are characters that don't make any sense. They are translated phonetically. And a margin note by it that says more gibberish.
Do we get the phonetic or no?
Hang on.
All right.
Scrawled over phonetic translation, do not read. Followed by a few more characters untranslated.
I don't want to know what the phonetic is.
Are these Chinese characters that he's written phonetically in English, or is he transcribing weird characters into Chinese?
No, he is taking the Chinese and translating it phonetically because the words do not make sense to him.
It's Chinese, man.
Well, okay. I don't know Chinese. I know Japanese has three alphabets.
Yeah.
One is kanji. One is hiragana, and the other is katakana. Katakana is for foreign words that are translated into this language that are spelled out phonetically with their symbols.
Right.
Typically things like McDonald's.
Yeah.
It's mostly pronouns.
I think the thing that we need to get is whatever he's translating is not exactly Chinese, because if it was a direct translation, he could just say, oh, this means door.
It's like the Japanese word for America is America, but it is spelled out phonetically in their
alphabet. I think getting motive, is he trying to take something that is Chinese that he does not understand and turn it into English? Or is he just trying to make sense Chinese?
He is trying to take the words that are spelled out phonetically in Chinese and translating that phonetically into English.
So whatever is written in Chinese is not written. It's written in imperfect Chinese, and he's trying to decipher it. You know what I mean? It's like me speaking Chinese. I have no idea, so I would pronounce it phonetically.
What I'm trying to get at is, does he not understand the characters?
He understands the characters. He doesn't understand their meaning.
Okay, so is that everything from the scrolls? Everything from the
briefcase? What else in the briefcase?
Is that all that's in the briefcase?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, nothing else important.
No.
Okay. Let's take this back to the father. Who simultaneously was doing... What?
Hey, are we done?
So are you reading this stuff to them?
I'm not
here.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Are you reading out phonetically the stuff that doesn't make sense?
I probably would.
Okay, make a stability check.
Matt, you read a spell.
Six.
Nice. You don't take any stability loss. Although you do have a blinding headache.
First aid.
Are we okay having
heard it? No, there's no damage. It's just you kind of almost pass out.
Are we okay having heard it?
And you, huh? Yeah.
Okay. As long as we
You see him, like, almost have a seizure.
So,
as long as we didn't say
what's up, Doc?
Oh, my God. This thing said not to read it.
And you read it.
And I read it because... This is impossible, but now I have a fucking migraine. I didn't bring my reading glasses. They're still in the truck. Oh, I shouldn't have read that out in the dark. I'm so sorry.
You're the first person who dies to the beast, man.
Yep.
You said Voldemort, and now he's on his way.